Dennis Buitenbal. Heel goed naar Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp met de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Frank de Boer staat de bal aan Dennis Bergkamp. Die neemt de bal Feyenoord. Tot Brazil.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
Delay. Do not scratch your eyes. You are really seeing the most extraordinary finish here.
Lovely cushion header.
But Gerrard! Oh, you're muted! What a head strike! What a head!
Working in it. Chance for Götze!
Paolo Götze scored for Germany! Here's the coolest man in Rio!
Le Saponi c'è Pirlo, Pirlo! Pirlo, ancora Pirlo, di Pecco! Pirlo!
Fans cover their eyes in horror. 2 minutes from time, and it's heartbreak at Stamford Bridge.
Cristiano, Cristiano Fuerte, es un fenómeno. Se llama Maradona.
Oh, so what can he create from here? A little bit of room to pick out a great ball. Sanchez, great team.
Magisterio, Lionel. Magnifico.
They are in again with a good ball. Ramsey changing the pace. Sanchez, 3-0. A lovely touch, and Giovinco on his way. Sebastian Giovinco! It's 2-2! Oh, it was splendid! Top draw, Sebastian Giovinco!
Brasileño lo hizo su capitán, Thiago Silva, como, como, como!
As the finest player that I've ever seen in the modern era, Zinedine Zidane.
Joe, am I hearing this correctly? The Silver Fox?
That's why I sent it to you, big man.
Like, come on. Really?
I told you.
Could this be a thing?
I always told you there's a connection between Ghana and Italy. I've been telling you forever.
Could this be an actual thing? Because we are, for all of you that don't know, for the Ghanaians out there know, but Avram Grant, the head coach of the Ghana national team, is going to be stepping down when his contract is done. They're not renewing it. I don't know why, but... whatever.
Yeah, he had a good run.
He did have a good run, but not winning the tournament,
African Cup of Nations tournament,
and the way they lost those games was probably more than enough for the Ghana FA, which Arsenal should be looking the way most teams run their their coaching ranks. But anyways, we'll get into that a little bit later as well. But Joe, Fabrizio Ravanelli.
Yeah, you called it the Silver Fox. Yeah, he's, you know, the Italian bomber, right? Bomber, they call him. So they call the goal scorers. Yeah, I mean, great career with Juventus, I believe with Lazio, and again in the EPL with, I think, Middlesbrough, right?
Yeah,
you were saying,
for sure.
Off the air.
Yeah.
You know, so he was one of the first with Gianluca Vialli to make a move to England, like
over
Zola
England.
And so on, and do very well and enjoy life in England. And, you know, one of the rare Italian strikers that do, not like others, Simone Zaza. So, yeah, he's...
he scored a cracker for
what
Valencia.
What a goal he scored, didn't he, Red? Wow, he scored a great goal, didn't
he?
Wow, against Real Madrid.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, so he's got into coaching. Any day now, the rumor is, who knows, that he will be taking over for the Black Stars of Ghana.
So... I was always joking with a couple of guys that we know that Africa usually saves Italy, but maybe it's the other way around this time with Balotelli, right?
Just,
so
maybe they're just working together, right?
For sure. So, guys, welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. We're your hosts, Joe and Reggie. Tonight, we're going to be discussing a lot of... We're going to go from North America to England, back to North America, it seems like. Yeah. But anyways, we have a lot of things to talk about. The MLS season is creeping upon us.
Can you believe that?
I had no idea until I looked at the schedule that it starts this weekend.
Weren't we just talking MLS Cup?
Wow. We were just freezing our buns off at the stadium a couple of months ago, no?
That's right. Yeah, seems like it, Rich.
Seems like it. Well, this is the furthest Toronto FC's ever got, so maybe it's not as long as off-season as we thought,
maybe some of you, you know, sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, this is normal. It's normal for them, right? So, as usual, guys, you can reach us on our website, footballweekly.com, F-U-T-B-O-L-weekly.com. You can subscribe to our podcast via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. You can subscribe via email as well. There's a box on our website. You can enter your email address, and every time there's a new episode uploaded, you'll get an email saying so. You can download it, share it, enjoy it, and let other people know about our podcast as well. Many different podcatchers you can get our podcast on as well. Our Twitter handle is @football_weekly. Again, FUTBOL_weekly. Joe's Twitter handle is JoeCola4, and mine is @Reginaldinho_5 if you have anything you want to send us individually. So, Joe.
Reggie.
Without any further ado, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So, guys, sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly podcast. We'll be back after this.
How you doing? I'm Carmen Sacco from York University, and you're listening to Football Weekly podcast with Reg and Joe.
So as we discussed in the intro, the MLS season is here. It's here. It's pretty much here. It starts Saturday.
It's unbelievable, Reg. I think it starts even earlier.
Oh, for some teams? Wow. It's only one team that matters.
Tomorrow, Reg, but whatever. Regardless, it starts this weekend. It gets into full swing, Reggie.
I mean, it, like we said in the intro, it just feels like a couple of days ago we were talking about why we can't score against Seattle. But
yeah, and you know, you did say though, it if maybe for a lot of teams we're used to playoff success,
right,
maybe it doesn't creep up on them as much as it does us. You know, the first time ever getting to an MLS Cup final and having a deep playoff run, Reggie.
Right, right. So we're gonna do a an MLS preview. Well, maybe not so much an MLS preview as much as a Toronto FC preview.
That's right, because that's what you guys want to hear. That's what you're telling us.
Of course. That's where we are. People want to hear our views on the team this year, especially since, well, I'm going to take the blame for slagging Greg Vanney and the TFC for I don't know, a good, I don't know, 2-3 seasons. It's been me with the negativity towards a team, but like all good bandwagon jumpers, we tape up our ankles and we're ready to go. But don't get me wrong, people, I've supported this team since day one. Let's not. I pay my money. I go to the game. So, you know.
Listen, Reggie, I think, and we talk about this every time.
Yeah,
we talk about managers who get heat. You know, he had his best players be his best players.
Right.
So Jozy Altidore went on a run that was unforgettable. Unbelievable, playing at a fantastic level. He was healthy, and then you saw the proof was in the pudding. So, yeah, Greg Vanney did a good job, but, you know, it helps when your best players are your best players, and I think Greg Vanney, as an experienced coach, would say the same thing, too. So they go together, right? So I think they finally got it right, and I think this team's poised to do something again, Reggie, but we'll talk about that.
You want to start with the acquisitions, I guess?
Yeah, we should, for sure. Yeah, let's talk about who they got. What do they got? What do they got? What do they got?
Most teams that go to the MLS or any league final for their team barely have to tinker and switch around stuff, but TFC didn't sit on their hands at all. They went out and they got a new attacking midfielder, a number 10, Victor Vasquez. Who was
Barcelona homegrown?
Yeah,
Rich.
Prominence in the Barcelona A team, as well as Cruz Azul, among other teams as well. So he's an experienced attacking midfielder that I think this team desperately needed. Actually,
absolutely, some extra creativity.
Yeah.
Within that, like, quote unquote number 10 role or pulling the strings, was Belgian Player of the Year, in the Belgian league
right,
one year.
Right,
I should say Belgian League Player of the Year. So, you know. Obviously, the level is in the European League, so we're looking for some good things. I saw a little bit of him, Reggie. Looks,
yeah.
I mean, I know it's preseason, right? So we always are, you know, tentative to, you know,
crowd
make assumptions.
Somebody, right?
Yeah, crowd. You know, crowd him. Go in and crowd him. That screen says.
Yeah.
But does look good. He has some pedigree. I mean, if you can comparison to the type of pedigree, look at Cheru. You know, played in Europe and obviously had a legendary goal in the playoffs, but did so many good things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is an improvement. It is an upgrade, Reggie. As, you know, like you said, they're not just sitting on their hands. They're going for it, aren't they, Reg? They're going for it.
Well, they have...
We can use a North American kind of adage. They're going for this.
Well, they got to go back, right?
Got to go back, Reggie. The time is now. You know, we talked about this, you know, over a few drinks the other night, and when we get together and when we're in the change room, they're going for this now. They have Michael Bradley, mm-hmm. Jozy Altidore, mm-hmm. and Sebastian Giavinco.
Right.
They got to go for this now. There's no, hey, you know, we'll let the future, you know, and play. Listen, and no one wants to play the young kids more than me, right, as if you're listening to our show.
Right.
But, you know, there are levels, pathways now, which we'll talk about later. USL Pro, just below the MLS with TFC2, is a great path for them. They can develop there. And I'm not saying that they're not going to get time. They will get time. But, you know, a lot of people are saying, wow, they had to go after these guys. For sure they did. We're going for this, and I think it's a good move.
Well, definitely. And even with the allure of the Chinese money now.
That's right.
And the head-turning and temptation that we heard here that Giavinco was, you know, being sought after by the Chinese league and offering
right.
crazy amount of money that you'd be
silly money. You'd be
insane to turn down, but
that's
Giavinco
right.
was eventually did. But yep. again, you have to look at it as a player that you have to move your whole family over to another country.
Absolutely. Again.
And I think it lends a good thing to Toronto that we have a big Italian community and he can feel comfortable here.
Yeah.
And I think that played yeah. a part in him actually saying, you know what, I think I'll stay.
Absolutely. And he did, you know, get comfortable here. That's a good point you said, Reg. And he has been, you know, made feel very welcome here.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, the you know, what you mentioned about, you know, the initial, you know, being comfortable with this, you know, a community he's familiar with. And then it goes beyond. So from there, you're going to be more comfortable and everything. And hey, winning's not bad either.
Winning's not bad at all.
Know, right, and the money is not too shabby here either, right? So, and like you said, I think your point is the best one there, is the family. You know, he's got kids or he's got a kid and whatever it might be, and, you know, it's a big move. It's not just a move to a country or a place where, again, with a similar culture. Again, he'd have to go through another culture shock again. So
right.
I think that's a big thing, too. And I think, you know, there's unfinished business, and I know TFC has deemed that as part of their model for the year. I like it. The guys are hungry, it seems. The players are ready to go. Danny is, so good move.
I like
that. They made another move too, right, Reg?
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to mention, I like the fact that they brought in players that are going to start.
Absolutely.
They didn't bring any projects in. I like, again, just like you, I like the young guys. I like the projects, but
of course
they're bringing in guys that are going to start and help this team immediately. And
that's right.
For so long, we've seen guys come in and not do anything. But I think actually these two guys are gonna help this team from day one, which is what everyone's looking for.
Gotta go for it.
And he's 30 years old, Victor Vasquez. But in the MLS, I mean, 30 years
as
old
attacker,
doesn't mean as an attacker. You're not gonna be sliding around defending that much as well too. So
absolutely,
you know, I think he'll be fine at 30 years old. But we signed another 25-year-old, I guess, wing back defender.
Yeah, kind of flash, yeah, for sure.
For sure, yeah. His name is Chris Mavinga of PSG and Liverpool youth pedigree as well. So
yeah,
he's only
French 20... international, I mean, French youth international,
yeah.
I think, right? Here again, you have the connection with Vanny, Greg Vanny, and, you know, with France, obviously spending some time there, and Laurent Goyot from, you know, PSG Academy, maybe having something to do with, who knows, you never, but,
right.
you know, it can move. I mean, on paper, today, we're talking 2 days before the season starts.
Right.
You know, pretty good move.
Every lineup that I see has these two in it.
Absolutely.
From everybody.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I haven't seen much of Chris Mavinga, and to be fair,
same
I haven't
here.
Seen much
yeah.
of Vasquez either. But from what I've heard reading articles and things like that, I think we got two players. I don't know. What kind of preview do you want to do for TFC, Joe?
Well, you know, Reggie, I think we'll say what we think they're going to go, and, you know, we'll talk about a few key players, but let's have some fun first. I mean,
okay.
not that we're not having fun.
Yeah, we always have fun, Joe. Come on.
So, Reggie, so let's have a little focus on, you know, obviously Toronto FC.
Yeah.
Vancouver Whitecaps, Montreal Impact. So we'll give your
I'll never
Canadian.
Say that. I won't ever say that team's name. I'm just joking.
That's what I like to hear, Reggie.
Okay.
So let's play this. So who will score? How about this? Sebastian Giavinco, how about this? That's the first question is true or false.
Okay.
True or false, Sebastian Giavinco will score more goals combined than Breck Shea, newly signed for Vancouver. And I don't know, they're going to play him at left back? I don't know. Let's say they play him as an attacker. Breccia and Matteo Mancuso or Mancosu.
If he's going to score, if Javinko's going to score more than those two combined?
Will Javinko scores more goals than Breccia and Matteo Mancuso combined?
Yes, true.
Reggie says true. Yes. Okay, I say true.
Yes.
I think Javinko's going to have a monster year. And everyone's saying, well, no, I know everyone's yelling like, wow, look at this prediction. Well, okay, we're giving you the obvious, okay? That's what I'm saying. How about this? Jozy Altidore will miss less than 8 games because of injury.
Will miss less than 8 games?
Yes.
False.
Oh.
I think you missed more.
I'm going to say Josie's going to miss. Okay, I'm going to say it then, Reg. Jozy Altidore does miss less than 8 games. For the first time ever, Josie's going to miss 5 games.
Nah.
And we're talking due to injury. Nah. There you go. I don't believe my own I don't believe my own prediction. I thought you were going another way with this, Reg. Nah. But we're going to have to go with it. Damn it.
I think he's going to... You have to know he's going to miss more than 8 games, right?
Okay. damn it. What am I thinking? Okay, and now we're going to go with the managers. The hot seat... It's always hot.
Okay.
We got Carl Robinson.
Yes.
Mauro Biello.
Yes.
Greg Vanney.
Okay.
Whose seat gets heated first?
Carl Robinson.
100%. We got to go with Robo. We love Robo, right? Former TFC guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. Good manager.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on them, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, definitely.
Yeah, Toronto and Montreal made the playoffs, obviously had great runs and deep in the playoffs.
Right.
Obviously, the TFC losing in the final. You know, Vancouver has to make the playoffs this year. I mean, they got to make it.
Definitely.
You know, so I think Robo's seat is
hot,
a hot one.
It's hot right now.
Not now. I agree with you, Reg. I think in the first 5 games, Robo's seat's hot. I mean, it has to be.
Yeah, he's got to get at least three of those games have to be wins, I think.
He's got to do something.
Yeah.
And again, I hope that Carl Robinson does survive the year. Good guy, like we said, but you know a lot of good guys get fired. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, for sure.
I used my segue a little too early, I think.
Yeah,
but anyway,
that's okay.
It's a teaser. I think you guys know where we're going.
Yeah, of course.
The world of football.
Dilly ding,
right.
Dilly dong. So,
So
I think if you're gonna ask, I don't know. Are you gonna ask me more questions?
I think I got a couple more.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I have a couple more, Reggie.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is good stuff here. Who will be the highest scoring Canadian, not an MOS, out of the Montreal Impact, Toronto FC, and Vancouver Whitecaps?
The highest scoring Canadian.
I got mine, Reg.
Who's yours?
Toll St. Ricketts.
Do you think he's going to get a lot of playing time?
I think he will.
Yeah?
I think he's earned it.
As a sub, though, it has to be, right?
You know what? It worked, didn't it? And again, though, Reg, if you have your boy and our boy, Jozy Altidore, getting hurt a lot.
No, that's true. That's true. I forgot about that, right?
Because
you have the starting lineup. You have to have Javinko and Altidore starting
right?
every game, right?
You know, you have to really, you know. So, listen, I've always said I'd love to see them play a little bit more, I don't know, outside the box and play Toll St. Ricketts wide. I would love to see Toll St. Ricketts, like, wide on the left or right side.
Mm-hmm.
He's got such great energy and pace. He just brings such energy to the game.
Right.
He was really one of my favorites last year, you know, and not just because of the obvious and what we have, you know. So, I don't know. That's what I think.
I think we spoke about this in a show last year as well. Or when he came aboard, he's a perfect player for the MLS.
Absolute perfect.
He's not. When I say big, he's not big, but he's a tall type of player.
Yeah.
He's fast, you know, and he can get behind the defenses. I think he's the perfect player for an MLS team, for the MLS league, and I think he'll do like you said. I think he'll do great things with this squad, especially. If we think that
it just works,
both
he just
doors going down.
He just, you know, and he's such a great team guy,
right?
It seems right. He seems like he's so well liked, and then what he brings with his ability, it's literally a match made in heaven for me.
Yeah, I think he'll do well as well this season. The only thing that I would be concerned about is playing time. But if we think that Jozy Altidore is going to be missing 15 games a season, then I think it'll be fine. But it's another thing, though. And it's a good problem to have, but you have Tolstain, Ricketts, and Giovinco firing on all cylinders, and then after, hopefully this doesn't happen, but knock on wood, Jozy Altidore gets hurt, and then Jozy Altidore is ready to come back. What do? You keep playing Ricketts, or you come back with Altidore? And even Giovinco. Giovinco's been injured a couple of times this season too, right?
Last
season too. So it might even be Ricketts and Altidore, right?
Yeah, and then you see a lot of times where Jozy, even to save him sometimes physically, is he won't play the entire 90 minutes.
Right.
You know, or he will even come off the bench. We saw Jozy Altidore in that capacity a lot.
Right.
Again, when you put into consideration international breaks and so on like that. So the point being is I really do believe Vanny and TFC, they're looking at this as the marathon now because of last year. And I think they're not going to, by no means will they sacrifice games.
Right.
But I think they're going to, their player management and man management, I should say, in terms of, you know, fatigue and injury and so on, will definitely be something that will be interesting to see how they handle it. Because I really do believe, without them being overconfident, that they do think that they have a team that's going to, I wouldn't say a cinch for the playoffs, because we know the MLS year to year is so different. You know, you can't really bank on year to year a lot of times. It's more than any league, I think MLS tells us and shows us, or has shown us, a lot of surprises from year to year. But, I mean, in saying that, I think most would say that TFC was very close, you know, as one of the teams you could say will hopefully most definitely make the playoffs.
Oh, they'll make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, there's something seriously wrong
in
Toronto. And that's a coaching change, I'm assuming. But if they don't make the playoffs, there's something seriously wrong here. Building off what they have last year, it's bringing back the same team and adding two players that are going to come in and help immediately. Yeah, they have to make the playoffs. I can't see them not making the playoffs.
No, I can't see for sure.
Yeah.
I got my next one, Reggie.
Okay.
It's an over-under. Sebastian Giovinco.
Yeah.
Four free kick goals, over or under?
Over.
Wow, Reggie, this is not working out. I'm just going to say under. I was going to say over as well.
Has to be. He takes every free kick, man. Come on now.
I'll take four. I think he's going to get four.
Going to get four? No, I say over that. I will give you a number, and I will say seven.
Okay, Reggie, look at it. Reggie has taken us to an extension. So I got four?
Yes.
For Giovinco, okay. And Reggie's got seven. I like it. I hope I'm wrong on this one, Reg, by the way. One that I hope I'm wrong. Yeah. I want to be wrong here, Reggie.
There's a couple of that. I hope I'm wrong on the Altidore thing, so we're even there right?
There it is.
There we go.
Okay, so, last one.
Yeah.
Wow, it's kind of two-parter, right?
Okay.
All three Canadian teams make the MLS playoffs. Are you buying that?
No.
Or are you selling it?
No. They don't.
Wow.
Selling.
Okay, Reggie,
selling.
Who do you got not making the playoffs?
Vancouver.
So then I think we know what's going to happen to our poor friend, Carl Robinson.
I think it's going to happen. I believe so.
Yeah, they'll be hard-pressed.
10 games I give them.
Wow. Okay. So then Reggie's got all three. Okay. Next question then.
Mm-hmm.
Who goes furthest? I guess we're going to go heart and head here, right? Our heart is going to say that TFC's going to win the MLS Cup.
Well, they have to, again, like I said earlier, they're bringing back this same team that pretty much did what they were supposed to do. Went as far as any TFC team has gone and went to the finals, and in all reality, if you've watched the game, should have won the final. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're bringing back the exact same team and adding two pieces that are going to contribute right away. I have to go. My head and my heart are saying TFC.
Yeah, I think so too. I really believe so. I think Montreal will be poised to make another run.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it'll be the 401 Derby is going to be a hard-pressed game.
It still will, yeah, for sure.
And they're going to make the playoffs. Whether we play them again or not is yet to be seen, of course, with the seeding and everything like that. But it's going to be tough, but I still think that TFC, with what they showed against Montreal, home and away, I still believe that they'll go further. I don't even know who Montreal brought in, if they brought in anybody to help. I know they lost Drogba.
That's right.
Did they bring anybody in to replace him? Or I don't know.
They brought in Daniel Levitz, actually, former TFC player.
Did they?
Now with them. So
Oh, wow.
It's to say. But, yeah, and they did sign Mancosu, to a 2-year deal. So he's officially with them. And I think he was on loan from Bologna.
Okay.
Right, with their connection there with obviously Joey Saputo.
Right.
Yeah. So there you have it. Hey, not bad. Hey, Reg, what do you think?
I think.
Did you like that?
That's great. I think.
Our listeners like when we play little games, Reg. They keep telling us, what happened to your games? What happened to your segments?
Yeah.
They like that.
Yeah, we should bring that back, actually, in the new year.
You know? We need to be better.
We need to be better.
We need. Our seats should be hot.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
We need to put some pressure on ourselves.
But I think, who do we play? Who do we play on Saturday?
I mean, it's Real Salt Lake.
Salt Lake. And that's, obviously, it's in Salt Lake because it's still ridiculous here. Are they going on they're not doing that whole 6 or 7 games on the road. They were only doing that because our stadium was being renovated, correct? Last season?
Yes, that's right.
So they're back in town maybe, what, three away games first, I guess? And then they're back in town beginning of April?
That's right.
Is that it? Yeah. And I was looking at the schedule, and we don't have a whole bunch of home games in the summer, which is very upsetting to me. And all these games are starting at 4 o'clock, I believe, which is very upsetting to me as well. But
yeah, in the early spring, we got some 7:30, like, Friday night games. That's new this year.
Oh, really? Friday night games?
Yeah, that's new, yeah.
Okay. That's no good.
Yeah. So we open up at we open up on Saturday, right, at 4:30 at the Rio Tinto, which, by the way, might be one of the best names of stadium ever.
I thought you were going to say one of
the
best.
Rio Tinto Stadium. I like that, Reggie.
The best stadium in the MLS has to be BMO Field. When that place is rocking.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
With the overhead cover that they put on each side.
It's pretty cool.
It looks like a proper football stadium.
And, yeah, it's been pretty good.
And when it's rocking, it's something else. And I'm not to be a homer, I'm just saying, and I haven't been to many MLS.
No, but it's kind of hard to, you know, I know there's other stadiums like Providence Park and I believe that's Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Portland Timbers, but it was a pretty magical place this year, and I think, you know, Patrick Vieira said, wow, like, the atmosphere in here was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
you know, it's crazy. So, I mean, he's played in some pretty good environments, right?
I think so. A couple of good places.
Right. So, I mean, for, you know, a world-class player like that, to ex-player and now coach, to say that, I think. And saying that, Reggie, I don't know if you guys have seen the Orlando City new stadium. It's pretty fresh. It's set to open.
Oh, have they finally moved from Disney?
Pretty amazing.
They were at Disney, right?
Yeah, or at the Citrus Bowl, I think they were at, right?
Okay.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing stuff. So, you know, again, MLS getting it right with great stadiums,
mm-hmm.
you know, and their marketing is fantastic. So, you know, kudos to them, and they're doing a good job. But, yeah,
As long as they don't share it with a CFL team, I think it'll be fine, right?
Yeah, jeez.
We're not going to talk about that, are we? Unbelievable. Yeah. But, guys, that was I don't want to say MLS preview because we only really looked at the Canadian teams, but in particular TFC, close to our hearts. But I can't wait for this season to start, Joe.
Absolutely.
It's going to be exciting. The place is going to be packed. The first home game is going to be packed as usual.
Yeah.
And I think the guys are going to definitely be up for it. And for all the new guys that are here, they've never seen an atmosphere like that. So,
absolutely.
You got to get ready. Well, in North America anyway, but definitely get ready for that. So in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about
a lot of stuff.
We're going to talk about Joe's favorite team, Joe's favorite EPL team, Arsenal, and we're also going to talk about a position change within one of the teams in the EPL as well.
Wow.
I know, it's true. So, guys, stay tuned for that.
Hey, man, we are in Champions League. We are in Champions League, man.
That was my next
dilly ding, dilly dong. Come on.
Dilly ding, dilly dong, indeed.
Wow, Reggie.
But we're really surprised, though.
Well, I am. I am surprised, Reggie. I don't think they should have sacked him. I mean, I'm biased. You'll say, well, you're Italian coach. No, it's not that. I mean, this story, come on. Like,
yeah, but I mean, it was fantastic last season, but they were, in all reality, they were in the relegation battle.
They're in trouble. I got it. I knew it, Reggie. They're still in the Champions League.
Yeah,
they have a legitimate chance to advance in Champions. They are 2-1 down, I believe.
Yep.
With an away goal.
Mm-hmm. I know. I know. But you're trying to keep them up in the Premier League, right?
You know, and I don't know, Reggie. This is just. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I was reading articles from England and saying that the players have quit on Ranieri, and I was just like, I don't know if this is the type of guy that players quit on.
You just made a spot on point. I don't think that's the point. I don't think that's the case. Exactly, Reggie.
Because you can argue the fact that, you know, Mourinho's shtick wears thin after maybe two or three seasons, and that's why he's always coaching another team every two or three seasons.
Yeah.
You can understand his shtick, but Ranieri, they call him the gentleman of the sport. Like, I don't understand how you can you know, butt heads with this guy, right?
You know, Reggie, this is to me.
Well, even the fans in the Leicester fans in the stadium are bringing in banners like "Thank you, Claudio." They're upset that they actually got rid of him.
Yeah, and it's almost like, I don't know, were they trying to spare him, you think, too? Like, I don't know, and people say, I don't know if anybody said that, and if they do, but I'm thinking, are they just trying to spare him? And maybe they don't want him to be part of the relegation, if they did?
You know what, I think if you're Leicester's ownership, you have to turn the clock back one season and realize that you won the Premier League.
Yeah.
And this was one of the trivia questions that you asked me. I think only four teams have won the Premier League. Well, now five.
That's
different
right.
Teams. It's all Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea, Blackburn, and Leicester. That's it.
That's right.
Leicester's in that conversation. I think you give Ranieri the season to fix it, the season to stay up, and then you say next season, if it's the same trend next season, then you can maybe say, okay, let's look for some. But to and as you said, they're in the Champions League, 2-1 down. They're coming home, you know. And I give this guy the benefit of the doubt to get these guys where they need to go. There was a lot of articles saying that, you know, he might have lost the dressing room. But again, I don't see this guy losing a dressing room.
No, I don't.
Too nice of a guy.
I just think that they just need him to do something. I think you're right, Reggie. They saw and they said, we need to do something. And we need to do it now. And I think they lose sight of the fact that the last year, it's here now. You know, we can't get relegated. It was a panic thing. You know, I don't know. You know, but again, Ranieri, what about his reaction? Great, you know, statement that he puts out.
Gentleman.
Classy.
It's a gentleman. You
know, gentleman, right? I mean, really thanking the club. You know, Reggie, I got the sense from him, even when he was in the interviews, he's tired. He's tired, Reggie. That took a lot out of him. Remember, when Ranieri's like 70 years old, if not more.
Yeah.
You know, I think that took so much out of him. I almost think, man, you know, if he probably should have went out on top, you know?
You think he should have retired last year?
Yeah, it's almost like because we knew that it could be possible that, you know, the fall was going to come, right?
Wow.
We just didn't, right, Reg? We just didn't think. But again, he was in Champions. What did he say in the interview?
I'm in Champions, man. Yeah, you have to let him coach the Champions.
In Champions,
right?
Man. Yeah, no, I didn't think like being him letting go. I think maybe him stepping down, but again, easy to say when they're in the now that they're in the relegation zone, right?
So yeah, exactly.
I don't know, Reggie. To King Claudio, we say thank you. Even for all of us, even Leicester, let's not forget. I don't want us to lose sight of how, you know, amazing it was for all of us as football fans and fans of sport to witness what we witnessed last year. That's all I'm saying. Like, let's not forget that. We have really short memories, don't we, Reggie, as football fans?
Yeah, we definitely do. Definitely do. But a Cinderella story that was
right?
last season, and nobody really...
The greatest story in sports, Reggie. We'll say it again.
I think so. Greatest, yeah, for sure,
team
last
sport,
year.
Team sport.
But I think we all saw it happening, and it was just maybe 3 or 4 weeks after Christmas where it's like, hey, these guys might actually win this.
Absolutely.
And then you start getting on board and you start watching to see if Leicester won. And
like you know, we had the classic Minnows. Or like, really?
Right,
is this really
exactly.
happening? So, you know, again, and I want to clarify too. I mean, in the terms of a season and playing and competition, this for me was the greatest thing. I don't want to take away from any of the accomplishments of, you know, people like who transcend sport, right? Like Muhammad Ali
yeah, yeah.
and other people had to do that. I'm just talking about. In terms of a game and a team and playing in a team sport, pretty amazing. So I just want to remember the good things, you know. It's almost like, don't tell me what I did wrong. Tell me what I want to hear
exactly.
at this point. So that's exactly. Anyway. Let's see. Reggie, are they going to say, okay, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Are they going to save themselves?
If they played like they played against Liverpool, yes.
Wow. Over to our next point. Yeah, they're going to save themselves. They smacked Liverpool. Well, it was 3-0, I think. It ended up being 3-1.
Yeah, Coutinho scored.
Jamie Vardy, you woke up. Like, thank you.
And where's he been all season? $40 million Arsenal was going to pay for this guy. Where's he been all season?
Reg, our first segment, exactly what we talked about in our first segment.
Yeah.
What are we talking about the first segment?
The
how
players.
Althor and helped Vanny, right,
yep.
and so on.
Yep.
Well, you know, Jamie Vardy, you know, and guys, Riyad Mahrez, holy moly, where have you been?
Yeah, where'd he go?
You know, so it's up to those guys, too. They really got to, you know, they got to pick it up. And, you know, the party's over. You know, the Jamie Vardy party.
Oh, the Vardy party.
You know, you got to really, you know, and I hope that they save him. And I think, you know what, Claudio Ranieri wants them to be, you know, to stay up for sure. So, you know what, good on Leicester. They do bounce back with a 3-1 win. And I'm going to say, Reg, they're going to save themselves. I think they're going to go. They're going to stay up.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they're going to stay up.
I think so, too. But after smashing Liverpool, and speaking of Liverpool.
Oof. Okay, so on this show, we often like to pat ourselves on the back. Today.
Dislocating your shoulder, patting yourself on the
back. Yeah, I do it so much. And, you know, I'm not that flexible with my shoulders. But I tell you, I can eat some crow. Liverpool, who I picked. You know, Reggie, I think they got to finish number two. Wow, are they slipping? And Jurgen Klopp, holy moly, are you slipping? So,
it's not the Bundesliga.
Holy mackerel. I mean, they are slipping. And a string of bad results, losing games. They're really, Reggie, you know, those games are going to bite them. They're going to come back to haunt them. They've went in against a desperate Leicester City. But, you know, almost should have just kicked them while they were down, and the opposite happened. So it doesn't look good right now for Liverpool in terms of finishing second. Again, long season, but
I don't know, Reggie. They can't finish first?
Oh, Reggie. I'm giving the title to Chelsea, right?
It's already done, eh?
Yeah, but for me it's done, Reggie. Why? What's Chelsea playing in the midweek? Nothing.
Yes.
And we
talked about that the last
right.
show as well.
That's right.
That they don't have anything to worry about midweek. They can go on vacation on Wednesday and come back and then be refreshed for Saturday, right?
You know? And, Reggie, I got a rumor for you, too, since we're just dropping all these right. great things today. You know, right. report out of Inter, you know, in Italy, Inter Milan,
yeah.
is that Suning, I think the Suning Group is the Chinese group that owns Inter. I believe it's them. Anyway, they are ready. The report is to throw everything at Antonio Conte, and unbelievably, he is considering this.
What are we talking about? What's everything?
A lot of money. I think it's somewhere around a lot of money. So a lot of money for him. I guess look at it. We talked about Claudio Ranieri. Maybe he wins the EPL and says, okay, I did this. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, it's a stressful league, and I think it is so. You look at what he puts on the sidelines and so on. Managing football today, and we'll talk about it with someone else who maybe is not like that, but it takes so much out of you.
Yeah.
And I think to win it, you know, and a chance to go home, you know, back to your own country, who knows? But we'll see. Again, Reggie, reports, we all know that they're, you know, published sometimes to be wrong. That's the whole point, but that's what we're hearing. But I guess we're going to concede it to Chelsea. But can I go back to patting ourselves on the back?
Sure.
At least me.
I like that, sure.
Manchester City, Manchester United.
Well, I wouldn't say so much. You know what, Joe?
Look what's happening, Reg.
Yeah, but you know what? Take away
as much as it kills you. Come on, go ahead.
Take away Chelsea from the EPL right now, and this race is insane.
Yeah, okay? It is. It's
from,
a good point.
From second to seventh, even or sixth. It's like it's 5 points. Points from second to sixth. And United and City and Arsenal and Liverpool and Tottenham are all in that mix.
Absolutely.
So you say City. I don't believe in Pep Guardiola. Sorry.
I know.
I just don't.
He's kind of had a little bit of a renaissance, though. That's too hard of a big of a word.
He turned it around a little bit. When the owners come to you and they say, hey, the checkbook's open, go take a pen and write whatever you need. Okay.
I can't argue with you there. I cannot argue with you.
Then you're okay. But when it comes to develop a player, I don't think Pep Guardiola can hold a candle to a lot of coaches out there to develop a player.
Well, you get players
that have already developed, they've already reached their peak, they know what they're doing, and then you put them in a system, right?
Let's remember, at Barcelona, he was the youth coach there, and he had a lot of those guys going up.
Okay.
But we have to remember that. I guess that we had these days at Bayern.
Yeah, but who's in the youth team at Barcelona that you need to coach?
Yeah, it's fair. It's a fair point.
Hey, Messi, don't do that anymore. Hey, Messi, you should do it like this. Come on.
Yeah. To be fair to Pep Guardiola, it's all in that interview that I think you shared with our.
Yeah, I put it up. Right? Thierry Henry.
He does say that too. Yeah. To be fair, he does say yes with Thierry Henry, and he does say that. He does give credence to that. Right. So I'm just saying, in this particular season, I think they're not done, and I think they're going to have a lot to say depending on their champions. You know, are they in or out? And, I mean, what a game they played in Champions. We'll talk about that. But,
wow.
You know, but, you know, I'll
talk
about
did you see Falcao's chip?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And we'll talk about the most overrated defender in the world by far. We'll leave that alone for now.
Oh, who's this? Which one's this?
John Stones. I mean, really.
$50 million.
It's just ridiculous.
$50 million.
Some of the stuff he did or didn't do, to use the word calamitous, is an understatement.
$50 million.
Like, oh, but he scored a goal, coach. But, you know, like, come on. So, entertainment value, fantastic game.
Yeah.
If you are a student of the game, like those coaches, I know they're both bald anyway. If they didn't lose their hair then, you know, so. But, you know, Reg, again, I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stick to my guns here and there. Okay, in terms of Manchester, we'll have something to say with the top four. The only good thing for you is I'm not including Tottenham. I don't believe in them. And as we saw them in the Europa League,
sitting in second place,
I don't believe in them, Reg. I don't know. I just don't believe in them. And people are kicking themselves, or you know, saying, or probably want to kick me, saying, "Are you kidding this guy? Harry Kane just scored a hat trick." I just don't see it.
Yeah, against who? Watford.
Yeah, I really rate Dele Alli. I got to admit, good player, very good player. I do like. Is it Eriksen?
It is, but Joe, these Eriksen, guys, right? Guys, yeah, it is Christian Eriksen. But these guys come in and it's they do remember there was a guy at Manchester United, and I remember, and I tell everybody this, he came in, he was a kid, he's a Belgian kid, his name is Adnan Januzaj. Remember him?
Oh well, do I remember him, Reggie? I'm gonna be that guy now. I was telling you the story, I don't know if I said it on one of the pods, but you know, I remember watching him with the Dallas Cup, one of the major youth tournaments, and I met him.
Yeah,
and he was, you know, and he was in the under 19 super division,
right?
And there was Adnan, and 6 months later, he was in the first team of Manchester United.
Right.
I know, and he sizzled out. I know what you're going to say,
but he played a game. I think he scored a goal in his first game, and it was like, okay, Manchester United has to sign this guy to a 10-year contract. England has to sign this guy. Belgium's fighting for him to get – come on. Let's give guys a season or two to find out who they are. You're putting way too much pressure on these kids, you know? And, you know, if they don't live up to that, now their careers are sputtering out. And
absolutely.
It was almost like that with Sterling, but I guess he got himself out of that and was able to put himself on the right path. But I don't think that you can just look at Dele Alli and say, oh my God, he scored that overhead kick. Oh my God, he's the best player. He scores goals. But I liken it to a former Arsenal player, Adebayor. Adebayor scored 30 goals 1 year. Okay.
Yeah.
When you break down his goal scoring, how many goals did you score against United? Zero. How many goals did you score against Chelsea?
I'm all about that, Reggie.
Zero. How many goals did you score against any one of the top five? Zero.
You know, Reggie,
but you scored 30 goals? Come on.
Especially when you got 7-8 really, really strong teams in the EPL right now.
Right.
I think that your point is a valid one. Right? I mean, I think it's back what I said about John Stones. The need, or the want, I should say, the want for there to be a great English hope is so desperate that, you know...
Well, that's what it is, right?
Harry Kane gets built up to a point where, you know, Dele Alli gets pulled out and Theo Walcott, as you know.
Yep.
So again, it's back to what we've already talked
Aaron
about.
Aaron Lennon. Remember
That's
him?
Right. Absolutely. You know, and so we look at these leagues and, you know, maybe they're not the league that they used to be. For example, Serie A, right? We talked about this. Only Juventus is the real, you know, perennial European power. Is Roma doing some good things? For sure.
Yeah.
Napoli, fun to watch? Yes. But, you know, top to bottom, it's not there. And in terms of the star power, what is happening is, though, it's becoming quite a great developmental league for the Italian national team. And, you know, because, yes, the upper echelon guys are playing, you know, here and there, like a Verratti at PSG and so on and so on. But, like, a couple of guys here and there. But because the league is to that level, you're having these young players play. In England, it's that. It's the opposite. We talk about this all the time. So whenever you get a guy like Harry Kane, they're just desperate to, you know, Jamie Vardy.
Looking for the next Rooney, looking for the next Michael Owen, looking for the next, like we said, Theo Walcott, Aaron Lennon. Yeah. Like, who are these guys?
I'm with you, Reg. You got to score goals in big games. Yeah. You know, you got to do things in big time.
Yeah.
Again, back to our first segment, we look at Jozy Altidore.
Right.
Did it in big time. So,
you
know, to say that, Reggie, I still think, I think Tottenham slips out of there. I think they're going to really struggle. And I guess, does that bring us to your team, the Gunners?
Who, me?
Yeah, does this bring us to them? Can we talk about Arsenal now?
Who, whose team? My team?
Yeah,
my team's Inter, bro. What are you talking about? Yeah. My team's Inter.
Is that clock?
No. There's no battery in that clock still.
No battery.
No. I don't fall for that. I don't fall for a little bit of success.
Yeah. Our longtime listeners, I hope you should know what we're talking about. If you don't, then no problem. You got to listen to more pods.
Exactly.
So that's okay. That's on you, not on us.
Exactly. I'm not going to explain what that means.
No chance. There's no freebies here.
Listen, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand this team.
The honeymoon is over. Like, no, the marriage is over.
It's done, Joe. It's been done for five seasons. It's been
done.
And
I have finally succumbed to it. You know, my therapy sessions and trying to mend fences. Reggie, and we've had others on to say, you know what, Gunners, you know, no, it's over. It's over. You got to go, Arsene.
You got to go. But listen.
And he's saying he's not going to step down. He needs to go.
But listen, Joe, we talked about this when Jurgen Klopp and those guys were available. And I said to you, I said, listen, we're at a point now where these coaches are available. If they go anywhere, they're signing for four or five seasons. You're not going to be able to get them. There's only so many world-class coaches that can come into a situation like Arsenal and either turn it around or keep it going.
I agree.
So if there's no coach out there, and everyone's screaming for Diego Simeone. Diego Simeone cannot get the same commitment out of Arsenal that he gets at Atletico Madrid. It's not going to happen.
I agree with you there, Reggie. I don't know. What's the answer then, Reg? Who do you see? And all kidding aside,
I like, honestly, and everyone's, you can say whatever you like, but honestly, the coach of Borussia Dortmund. Tactician speaks. I saw it. I watched him play. Perfect game. The tactics, perfect. Interview after, perfect English.
Yeah. Is that Thomas?
Trachel, or something like that.
You might have it better. I'm sorry, everybody.
It's Thomas Trachel, I think.
Yeah, I agree, Reggie.
But, you know, again, is he available? I doubt it. Are you going to sit around and wait for him? So, in the meantime, what do? You let Arsene Wenger sign another four-year contract?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And therein lies the issue, right? Like,
you look at teams like Real Madrid, most successful team, one of the most successful teams ever. You could change your coach every two seasons. Barcelona, Luis Enrique just stepped down. He's not going to be there next
year.
Bayern Munich changing their coaches every three seasons.
I'm going to throw it out there, Reggie. I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Max Allegri.
Yeah, he said he doesn't want to come though.
Yeah, I think it's good. I don't know. I'll throw it out there. That's my. Who knows? I mean.
Monaco coach too. They were talking about.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. So I guess we'll lead in because we're there. Champions, so Arsenal just gets drubbed.
But is that what an Arsenal team should look like? They look like school kids, Joel.
Yeah, this looks like a team disinterested.
I don't know if the tactic was to sit back, absorb pressure, and hit them on the counter. But I don't know if that was the tactic.
There was
points in the game where these guys didn't touch the Arsenal didn't touch the ball for 3-4 minutes.
Them. That's not them. That's
They're
not
just
them.
Chasing the ball. That's not Arsenal.
That's not Arsenal, man. So how many times have we used this buzzword about identity? That's not their identity.
Yeah, it's not Arsenal.
It's not that they were down 10 men and so on. No.
No.
You know, and we talked about the, like, once again, winning and adjusting to ties. What do we always say about the first leg? We always say this, Reggie. We say, you just can't lose it in the first leg.
Exactly.
You got to stay within striking distance. And that was absolutely deplorable.
It was bad.
And Arsene, this is when you fall on the sword for your players.
Now they're saying that the players let him down, but you know exactly with Ranieri, right? Players let him down, you get rid of Ranieri. Players let you down, you get rid of Wenger, but you can't.
He can't do that, right? He should have fell on this sword and said, "I'm going to die on this hill today. It's me," and leave with some dignity, and maybe give his team a chance, you know, but. Arsene, it's time to go. We will have a little memorial for him.
He'll be a legend at Arsenal forever. You played a season, you didn't lose a game. You'll be a legend forever, but it's over now.
It's done. It's over. And believe me, I'm all about living in the past because that's all I got with AC Milan. But, you know, so.
What are you talking about? They beat someone the other day. Oh, you see Bacca's penalty? Where you hit it twice?
It's a double hit. It's like gym class volleyball.
Oh my god! Double hit.
Peach. Oh my god! I take it though, Reggie.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay. I mean, we're jumping everywhere. Who cares? It's our pod, right? Yeah. No one cares, right?
Yeah, no.
You know what, guys? Talk about champions. Barcelona's almost smashed out of the Champions League. Wow, they took a beating with 4-1, Reggie, or 4-0.
4-0.
Wow.
4-1. 4-0.
PSG. I was hopeful. Yeah, 4-0. Yeah. Wow. Di Maria just went crazy in that game.
I guess it's his Real Madrid in him, I guess.
But Marco Verratti and, oh man, what is his name in the middle there?
Thiago Mata.
Oh, please, Reggie, stop this.
Rabiot.
He was fantastic.
Rabiot, yeah. Adrian Rabiot. They're looking at Arsenal's looking to buy him. Yeah, right.
They should.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, man. You know, but again, Arsene, you got to leave so we can have some ravioli. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Anyway. But if Arsene, but you have guys coming out like Ozil and things saying if he leaves, then I'm not signing a contract.
Ah, oh, Mesut Ozil. You know, is that your way out? Is that what because you want out?
Yeah, let him go, man. Let him go. I've defended this guy for so long.
And so have I. And when he's had his, it's like this. We always say this. You know what? I just want him to be a Wednesday. Some of you guys, our listeners, will know what I'm talking about, and we joke about this all the time. Why Wednesday happens every week? Yeah. Sometimes he's like a leap year, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He's really good, but it doesn't happen every day.
I don't see him coming up against the big teams.
Yes, though. And Reggie, he has great spells. I don't want to knock him. He has really good stretches of games, but from wire to wire has he been able to do it. You know, and that's what bothers me about that. And to me, it looks a side that is, you know, they checked out too many times, and shame on them. And so, what do we say? What's the end result? Arsene, you got to go.
Canned.
Once and for all.
But I think Sanchez is leaving at the end of the season, they're saying.
Yeah. You know, Reggie, they might need that. They can revamp their identity. They'll sell these guys and so on, but.
No, but that's going to cause a revolt because he's the only guy that does anything on that team.
Yeah, he is. And here's another guy looking like he's playing by himself.
Yeah, exactly. In the Bayern Munich game, it was just, you could see the frustration, you know?
He is frustrated, absolutely. But, again, I just have this feeling someone's going to come in there and we should be able to see the Arsenal that we should see, that should be happening. Yeah. Any other surprising results in Champions, Reg?
Yeah.
I mean, Juventus gets, what the heck was in that game? Tellez there, or the fullback from Porto? He took two yellow cards in the matter. What are you thinking, son?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you go to ground 2 minutes later after you've just gotten the yellow?
Yeah.
And look at Juve. I mean, you know, yeah, they should have got it. They're playing against 10 men, but they got a 2-0 lead. You know, and they look poised,
two subs,
Reggie.
Right?
Yeah, they look poised. You know, young Croatian player. And I think Danny Alves scored the other goal.
The Napoli started really bright against Real Madrid.
Very bright. I mean, Insigne scored a goal. They're buzzing and so on.
Yeah.
But don't they remind me a little bit of an Arsenal long ago?
Yeah.
A lot of flash. Fantastic. As you always refer to this term, champagne football.
Uh-huh.
They play it.
Yeah.
But is it effective? Is it tough enough? And do they win enough? And Reggie, the answer right now has got to be no. It's sexy soccer,
yeah,
but it's not efficient. Then they go and play in the league against Atalanta, and it's begging at home, begging for a reaction, and the reaction is a 2-0 loss.
Oh, they lost over the weekend.
And here's Atalanta, who is becoming last year's, they are now this year's, I should say.
Minnow.
Reggie's favorite team.
Sassuolo.
They are poised, Reggie.
Uh-huh.
I believe they're in fifth place. They are knocking on the door, Reg. You know, and
maybe
a great player.
Europa, right?
Yeah. Papu Gomez. Here's another Argentinian attacker.
Well, Gabbadini leaves Napoli and scores 5 goals in 3 games in Sunderland.
Unbelievable.
At Southampton.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know, so it's, again, like, I'm shaking my head as I'm talking about this. So, Napoli, again, looking the part, doing all the nice stuff, but are they the team?
That's going to challenge Juve.
Yes. A big game this weekend, Roma-Napoli. Again, I say the battle for second place, but, you know, Atalanta, as we look at it now, Reggie, they are in fourth place right now. You're kidding, right?
that's a spot away from Champions League.
They are 3 points away from Napoli, who's got 54.
Wow. And who's
talk
the coach over
rate.
There?
Gasparini, former coach of Genoa. Coached Inter for a while.
Okay.
What a renaissance. He's fantastic.
Is he and, think he'd be and, available to come to England and coach a team there?
You know, and Reggie, just looking at it now, 54 Napoli in third, 51 Atalanta in fourth, Lazio with 50, Inter at 48, AC Milan at 47. Talk about a tight race.
That's a tight race, too.
AC Milan at 47 points in seventh, but 4 out of fourth.
Yeah, really?
So,
that's a tight race, too.
It's a tight race. It's a good race. Again, Juve is like Chelsea, I think. People clinch it, but anyhow. Reggie, who's winning champions? We're going everywhere today, guys. We're going everywhere. Who's winning champions, Reg? Do we know yet?
I think, you know what, Joe, and I'm going to make you very happy, I think.
Yeah,
I think it's Juve, and I think they play Real Madrid in the final.
You know what's funny, Reggie? You say that, you know, it makes me happy. You could tell. I could tell you if that kind of doesn't bother me. I would never say Juve winning makes me happy,
mm-hmm,
but it doesn't bother me. Tells you just how far my team has fallen, and that's the truth. Because these are they're not bitter rivals. They're rivals.
Yeah.
The bitter rivalries in Serie A are everybody in Inter, but everybody in Juventus except for AC Milan. It's strange, but
right.
I just think. It's time, Reggie. You got to look at your league and look at where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
If this was the early 2000s,
yeah,
Joe would be a lot more heated. But I believe I'm more realistic than the average Serie A fan.
Well, again, we talked about this last show, and it's
Juve
in the league. I don't know how many points are they up.
7, I think, if not more.
Well, I mean, they have room for a little bit of error. I mean, they're not going to take the foot off the pedal all the way, for sure. But they have room forever.
Yeah.
If they need to rest a couple of guys to play a Wednesday game, they can do that, right?
Yeah, like Buffon hasn't played the last 2 games and stuff.
Right. So they can do that to be fresh for a Champions League and make a far push. And then any double, which includes Champions League, is fine with me.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's the Italian Super
Cup. I agree
with
you, Reggie.
You win Champions League. That's fine. Any
absolutely
cup with that is fine with me.
Such a hard competition to win.
Yeah, for sure. It's the best tournament in the world.
It's
my favorite tournament. Even with the World Cup, you're talking about the World Cup and Euros.
Oh,
it's my
absolutely
favorite tournament.
It's like I'm a broken record. You know, records, by the way, those are like the final things for all you young guys. But, like, you look at it and you say, okay, we mentioned this, Euro, World Cup, African Cup of Nations, doesn't matter, Copa America, it is a tournament. And these players, they're not firing at their best, all of them.
Right.
Maybe some of them, not all of them. But in champions, in the middle of their season, the way these athletes are trained and tuned, it's the top competition. It is.
And, so, and your coaches and trainers are actually have that in their mind that, okay, we have a Champions League. So this is how we're going to structure our training regimen so we can have these guys fresh for those games, right?
Yeah, it's Reggie, you picked Juve. I'm picking, and I like the fact, I can see that, Juve Real. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at, I know everyone's thinking the second BSG. I'm really thinking Juve or Bayern Munich. I just think,
Bayern Munich has not impressed me.
You're right.
Beating that Arsenal team, I mean, anybody in the Champions League, Sevilla could have beat them 4-0 if they played that way.
Yeah.
Leicester City would have beat them if they played that way. Bayern, Atletico, whoever, Porto, they would have beat them if they played that way.
I'm going to use the being there, done that scenario, and I think Ancelotti in being there, doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But again, I think if there was ever a year for Juventus to get back to a final, did a couple years against Barca.
Right.
This would be the year.
I think so.
He's got, and Reggie, what a talk about weird, like the world of weird. Leonardo Bernucci, great Italian center back and Juventus center back, he is in a massive role with Max Allegri.
Yeah, he's not playing, is he?
Reggie, the Champions League match against Porto, Leonardo Bonucci was not only left on the bench, he was sitting in the stands. Great shot of him on, social media, things like Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Him sitting almost like a schoolboy being, cast out outside the class there.
Right.
He's sitting looking at the, away from, it's in the private box, but away on his own from the board of directors or whatever it might be. So apparently, Reggie, he gets subbed off, there was a substitution in the game prior against Palermo, and he starts yelling. They start swearing at each other.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've read, again, in the Italian papers, which sometimes aren't the most credible, saying that, Allegri went to the powers that be, Nedved and so on, at Juventus and said, listen, he gets suspended, he doesn't even play, he doesn't sit on the bench, or I'm gone tomorrow.
No, really?
Yeah, so I think what they've agreed to do is, stay together for the kids kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, smile for the cameras.
Right.
And I think they get it too. Hey, I got it. And Allegri, and Borussia, they know, hey, listen, we got a chance to win this year.
Oh, so, one of them has to go then, right?
One of them has to go, and I think it's going to be Max Allegri. I really do.
Okay.
I mean, there's things that lead up to this. Italian Super Cup loss in December to AC Milan. It's very public. You can look it up. Many of you have seen it. Max Allegri with one of the directors at field level as the trophy's being presented. Allegri's yelling at them, saying, I'm going to give him, basically say I'm going to give him a kick in the ass because they were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, again, there's precedent here. Allegri, in terms of being a player's coach, not really. Effective? Very.
Yeah.
But he's not Claudio Ranieri where he's going to go and make pizza with everybody in Leicester Square. So
right. Well, that's what certain teams need, right? So.
Yeah, but I would love to do that, Reggie. If there's any team out there, I don't got to play for you, but if you want me to make some pizza with you, I don't know, maybe Arsenal, maybe Arsene Wenger. I don't know if you want. It could work. Who knows?
They're making donuts at Arsenal. That's what they're doing.
I eat those too, Reg. Got the perfect body for all that, eating all that dough and stuff. So you guys know I'm world-class in that.
That's what they do over there.
Did we have too much fun tonight, by the way?
I liked the second half. We were all over the place. I like that.
Too bad, Get a map. Some of you guys out there, don't just listen to us once. What's wrong with you?
I know. You gotta subscribe and get us every time.
Yeah, I told you. We're to the rock bottom price of...
$3.99.
Free. Exactly.
Well... That's our roundup of Europe.
I feel like now we should have, you should insert the sound of the jail cell closing.
Yeah, for
or
sure.
Not.
That's the roundup. But like I told you before, we're going to go from North America to Europe and back to North America.
Wow, so Reggie, that's like a song that I heard at a Caribbean resort.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk about something very close to home, actually, and very close to Joe.
Yeah, for sure.
Vaughn Soccer Showcase is coming up next weekend, I believe, Joe?
Yeah, Reggie, it's a week today, for sure, yeah. It's You know, I think maybe that's why I'm so wired up. Yes, thanks, Reggie. It's the Vaughn High Performance Showcase,
right.
College Showcase. It is March 9th and March 10th, Downsview Park in Toronto, just adjacent to the Kia Training Ground, Toronto Seat.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 50 college coaches from Canada, the United States, anywhere from York University, U of T, Ryerson, to schools like Penn State, Maryland, Syracuse, Michigan State,
wow.
Michigan, Akron.
The teams have been announced or finalized or confirmed, or do you want to let us know that? Or?
Yeah, we got a lot of teams in the local area that obviously a lot of people know of. Obviously, Vaughn will have representation. Sigma, many great things with Sigma, for sure. People know them. SC Durham will be in. We have Toronto Lynx will be in. Power Academy, Markham Soccer Club, Jovova Academy, and, of course, the Woodbridge Soccer Club. So a lot of good talent will be on display. And, again, thank the college coaches, thank the clubs, everybody who is going to be participating, and, of course, the players, because it's about them and giving them a chance. So we're excited about it.
And what time, what time does that start?
Oh, we start bright and early, Reg, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, going all the way about 5:30 p.m. every day.
Wow, and that's for 3 days or 2 days?
It'll be 2 days. It'll be a 2-day event, and we do a coaches social as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where we get to sit down and have a few drinks
pops,
for sure, and water. Yeah, a lot of water. And we can talk. So it's a great event. Again, a lot of great showcases out there. This is just it's our time now in terms of on the calendar. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we hope for two great days of footy, and exactly what we said before, for the kids and for these schools to get, hopefully, what they're looking for.
Excellent, excellent. It's good that you guys are doing this. It's a chance to get these guys to come up or the coaches to come up and see exactly what the talent has. So many times in the past, it's been getting entry into tournaments in the States and then packing it up and going down there so they could see you. But it's a good thing that coaches are coming up here because they recognize the talent.
And their response, that's right, Reggie, and thank you. And their response has been, fantastic. They're really, really, you could tell why they're coaching at top programs. They're good guys that are dedicated and they're here. You talk about opportunities for young Canadians. TFC, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, signed another local kid today,
right.
Raheem Edwards,
mm-hmm.
right? Great kid, dynamic type player, pacey, good finisher, came through the ranks at Toronto FC's academy and played in League One Ontario, which we talk about a lot.
Right.
So there's another League One Ontario grad who made his way.
Look at
and
that.
Made his name. Yeah, that's right. And then made his way to, we talk about a pyramid, USL Pro, TFC 2,
right.
with Jason Bent. Right, and Chris Bosniak, and now he's going up to the big team with Greg Vanney and the first teamers. So congratulations to TFC, congratulations to Raheem Edwards, and congratulations to hopefully grassroots soccer here.
Excellent, 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 excellent. Well, Joe.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. This one's going to be a long one.
Did some work tonight, buddy.
Did some work tonight, definitely, definitely. So, guys, that's it for us at Football Weekly. Again, you can subscribe to our podcast via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. A lot of different podcatchers you can catch our podcast on. You can subscribe via email. You can visit our website, footballweekly.com, FUTBOLweekly.com. You can get us at Twitter at the @ football, FUTBOL _ weekly. You can get to Joe at JoeCola4 and myself at Reginaldinho_5. Joe, do you have anything else?
Wow, if you can't reach us, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong. Reggie's giving me everything.
there's a problem if you can't reach
there's
us.
There's a problem, yeah. Get to us, please.
Definitely, definitely. So, guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.